बिहारी गोपी जना बल्लभ
Sapari Prajaka Charja, Ashto Tadasata Sri Srimad, Bhakti Siddhanta Sarshati Goshami Maharaj Prabhupad Ki Jai, Ananta Koti Vaishnavinda Ki Jai, Nama Charja Sri Haridas Thakur Ki Jai, Prem Sakaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vashati Goshavinda Ki Jai, Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopinath Sham Kundalatha. Jai Vrindavan Tham ki jai, Navadip Tham ki jai, Jagannath Puri ki jai, Vangamayi ki jai, Jamanamayi ki jai, Tulsi Devi ki jai, Bhakti Devi ki jai, Samaveta Bhaktivinoda ki jai, all glories to the assembled devotees.
All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. Go Premanande. I guess if we sit back from it, it's okay. Excuse me? Well, no, no. If you get close to it, it's Carnegie Hall.
They haven't read your article on that.
No. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Testing 1, 2, 7, 5, 6, 4, 27. Hare Krishna, 46, 2, 4. Hare Krishna, Rama, Krishna. Now it's dead, now it's up. It's easier, I guess, just to adjust the distance of the microphone from the speaker. Seems like that's better, yeah. It's okay. A little bit. We can do a, is the bass up? Hare Krishna. Bass was way up. Hare Krishna. It's what, flat now?
It's a PA system for the program.
Yeah, it gives a lot of bass. Alright. You can do a holy cell phone chant. One of all those silent things. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Chaitanya Charitamrita Hari Lila Chapter 2, Text 56. Yeah. Shaitin Janir Tumi Parama Ashray. Tumi Mula Narayana Iti Ke Sanshray. Shaitin Janir Tumi Parama Ashray. Tumi mula narayana ite ki samshay.
Tumi mula narayana
ite ki samshay. Shetin janir tumi parama ashray. Tumi mula narayana ite ki samshay.
Tumi mula narayana ite ki samshay.
Shaitin Janir Tumi Padama
Ashray.
Tumi Mul Narayana Te Ki Sanshray.
Shaitin
Janir Tumi Padama Ashray. Tumi Mul Narayana Te Ki Sanshray. Thank you. Shay, Deeps, Tim, Three, Jonir, of the Clarion Portions, to me, you, Padma, Ultimate, Ashray, Shelter, to me, you, Mool, Primeval, Narayana, Narayana. Ite, in this, ki, what, samshoy, doubt. You are the ultimate shelter of these three plenary portions. Thus, there is not the slightest doubt that you are the primeval Narayana. Purport. Brahma confirmed that Lord Krishna is the supreme, the source of the three manifestations known as Kshirdaksha Vishnu, Garbhodaksha Vishnu, and Karnadaksha Vishnu, Mahavishnu. For his pastimes, Lord Krishna has four original manifestations, namely Vasudev, Sankarsha, Pradyumna, and Aniruddha. The first Purushavatar, Mahavishnu, in the causal ocean, who is the creator of the aggregate material energy, is an expansion of Sankarsha. The second Purusha, Garbhodaksha Vishnu, is an expansion of Pradyumna. And the third Purusha, Kshirdaksha Vishnu, is an expansion of Aniruddha. All these are within the category of manifestations of Narayana, who is a manifestation of Sri Krishna. Shaitinir Amshi Padavyong Narayana, Teha Tomar Vilash, Tumi Mool Narayana. The source of these three features is the Narayana in the spiritual sky. He is your Vilas expansion. Therefore, you are the ultimate authority. Ateva Brahma Vakye Padavyong Narayana. Teho Krishna Vilash, A Tattva Vivaram. Therefore, according to the authority of Brahma, the Narayan, who is the predominating deity in the transcendental world, is but the Vilas feature of Krishna. This has now been conclusively proved. Om Gyanatinam Tasya Gyanjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Viditam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah Shri Chaitanya Manopistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kata Maiham Tadhati Shapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Tadakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavanshtha Shri Rupam Shagrashatam Shagana Gaganatam Pitam Stam Sajivam Shadvetam Shavatutam Pradishana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Shagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Pitam Hare Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kam Shana Gaurangi Gadhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vamsha kolpatulubhyascha kripa sindho bhyaeva cha patitanam pavanevyo vaishnavevyo namo namah Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Shri Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. the conclusion being indicated here is that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna Stuva Mahan Swayam. Although he may appear like a ordinary child, like a cowherd boy, Brahma confirms that he's the source of the three Purusha avatars who are the cause of the cosmic manifestation. It's interesting to note that of the four, Krishna expands as Balaram, Balaram expands as Vasudev, Pradumna, Sankarshan, Vasudev, Pradumna, Sankarshan, Aniruddha, these four. Then, again, there's expansion, Narayan, and it goes on. So, the first of the Purusha avatars is the expansion of Sankarsha. The second, Rabadaksha Vishnu, Pradumna, and the third, Shridaksha Vishnu, Aniruddha. Not something often mentioned in our books, but interesting to see. These are these expansions, Vasudeva, Sankarsha, Pradumna, and Aniruddha, are described as Vilas expansions of Krishna. There's high technology explained later in Madhyavila, Vilas and Vaipav and Prakash, many different kinds of expansions of Krishna. This is one kind of Vilas. And from these Vilas, from the Vilas expansion, Narayan come this pleasurable, and then from them come the Purusha avatars who are in charge of the material world. Eshloka tattva lakam bhagavat sar paripasha rupe igar sarva dvadikar. The truth indicated in this verse, text 30, is the essence of Srimad Bhagavatam. This conclusion, through synonyms, applies everywhere. Text 30 is a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, spoken by Brahma, and elaborated in the verses we've been reading. Narayanas tvamma hi sarva devinam Amasyadi Adhi Shakila Loka Sakshi Narayanongam Narabhu Jalaniyat Jalayanat Tachchapi Satyam Talayam Maya. O Lord of Lords, you are the seer of all creation. You are indeed everyone's dearest life. Are you not therefore my father? Narayan refers to one whose abode is in the waters born from Nava, Parvadaksha Vishnu, and that Narayan is your plenary portion. All your plenary portions are transcendental, they are absolute, and are not creations of Maya. Brahma Atma Bhagavan Krishna Vihar E art na jani, murka arta kavivar. Not knowing that Brahma, Paramatma, and Bhagavan are all features of Krishna, foolish scholars speculate in various ways. Avatar Narayana Krishna avatar, teha chaturbhuj iha, manusha akar. Because Narayana has four hands, whereas Krishna looks just like a man, they say that Narayan is the original God, whereas Krishna is but an incarnation. Purport. Some scholars argue that because Narayan has four hands, whereas Sri Krishna has only two, Narayan is the original personality of Godhead, and Krishna is his incarnation. Such unintelligent scholars do not understand features of the Absolute. Nam prakasha sarvasya yogamaya samanta. Mudho yam na vijanati mame vya paramavya. The fools don't know Krishna. They're covered by yogamaya. And because they're not engaged in devotional service, they can't understand him. Bhaktya mam vijanati. So they think, well, they count the hands. Narayan has four, Krishna has only two, so Narayan must be God. Ordinary human beings have two hands, Krishna has two hands, therefore Krishna is an ordinary human being. This is their foolishness. Even Brahma thought that Krishna was an ordinary child, but he was humbled by the manifestation, the transcendental capability of the Lord.
E mate nana rupa kali purva paksha tahare nirjite bhagavata panchadaksha.
In this way, their arguments appear in various forms, but the poetry of the Bhagavatam expertly refutes them all.
Valanti tattva vidas tattva yajgana madvayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavaniti shaktyate.
Learned transcendentalists who know the Absolute Truth say that it is non-dual knowledge and is called impersonal Brahma, localized Paramatma, and the personality of God.
Shunopai eshlo karavichar ekamukhyatatva tin taha prachar.
My dear brothers, kindly listen to the explanation of this verse and consider its meaning. The one original entity is known as three different features.
Advaya jnana tattva vastu krishner shurup brahma atma bhagavan tin
taha. Lord Krishna himself is the one undivided absolute truth, the ultimate reality. He manifests himself in three features as Brahma, Paramatma, and Bhagavan. In this verse cited above from Srimad Bhagavatam 1, 2, 11, the principal word Brahman indicates the personality of Godhead. And Brahma and Paramatma are concomitants deduced from the absolute personality, as a government and its ministers are deductions from the supreme executive head. In other words, the principal truth is exhibited in three different phases: the absolute truth, the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, Bhagavan, is also known as Brahma and Paramatma, although all these features are identical. The purport of the verse is that Krishna is Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead.
E shlokir arte tumi vaidla nirvacham ar ek shuno bhagavater vacham.
The import of this verse has stopped you from arguing. Now listen to another verse of Srimad Bhagavatam.
E te cham sakala pamsa krishnastu bhagavan svayam Indrari vyapulam lokam ridyanti yuge yuge.
All these incarnations of Godhead are either plenary portions or parts of the plenary portions of the Purusha avatars. But Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead himself. In every age, he protects the world through his different features, and the world is disturbed by the enemies of the world. Report. This statement of Srimad Bhagavatam definitely negates the concept that Sri Krishna is an avatar of Vishnu or Narayana. Lord Sri Krishna is the original personality of Godhead, the supreme cause of all causes.
This verse clearly indicates that incarnations of the personality of Godhead, such as Sri Ram, Nrsimha, and Brahma, all undoubtedly belong to the Vishnu group. But all of them are either plenary portions or portions of plenary portions of the original personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna. Pretty clear. Very clear. Krishna's two belongs. Indra, Yavakuna, Lokam, Vidyanti, okay. Shababhatarir, Kori, Samanya Lokam, Taramadhyay Krishna Chandrayar, Kurila Kaman. Bhagavatam describes the symptoms and deeds of the incarnations in general and counts Sri Krishna among them. Tabe Shuddha Gosai Mani Pa Pada Badapai Jarye Lakanta Kurila Nishjoy. This made Sutta Goswami greatly apprehensive. Therefore, he distinguished each incarnation by its specific symptoms. In the third chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, Sukadeva Goswami gives a list of different incarnations. The first one is this, the second one is this, the tenth one is this. And in the list, Krishna and Balaram are also included there. And that's what's making Sukadeva Goswami apprehensive.
Avatar Shab Purusher Kala Angsha Swayam Bhagavan Krishna Sarva Avatangsha.
All the incarnations of Godhead are plenary portions or parts of the plenary portions of the Purusha avatars. But the primeval Lord is Sri Krishna. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the fountainhead of all incarnations. Purva Paksha Kahe Tomar Pala Ta Vyakyam Parabhyam Narayana Swayam Bhagavan. An opponent may say, this is your interpretation, but actually the Supreme Lord is Narayana, who is in the transcendental realm. Teho Ashi Krishna Rupe Kore Navatar Eya Artha Shloke Deki Ki Maharvichara. He, Narayan, incarnates as Lord Krishna. This is the meaning of the verse, as I see it. There is no need for further consideration.
Tare kahe kene kar kuta kanuman shastra virudhartha kahu na hoy praman.
To such a misguided interpreter, we may reply, why should you suggest such fallacious logic? An interpretation is never accepted as evidence if it opposes the principles of Scripture.
Anubad anutva tu na videham divayet na khelavtas panam kinchit kuchachit prati tishtati.
One should not state a predicate before its subject, for it cannot thus stand without proper support. Purport: this rhetorical rule appears in the Ekadashi Tattva, 13th chapter, in connection with the metaphorical use of words. An unknown object should not be put before the known subject, because the object has no meaning if the subject is not first given. This is a grammatical point. We'll open it up in a second. Well, Kaviraj Goswami will open it up and then we'll see what he has to say.
Anubad na kahiya na kahi viteya. Agi anubad kohi paschad viteya.
If I do not state a subject, I don't state a predicate. First I speak the former, then the latter. Vidheya Kohiyatare, Ye Vastu Agyata, Anubad Kohiyatare, Ye Vayagyata. The predicate of the sentence is what is not unknown to the reader, whereas the subject is what is known to him. For example, we may say, this Vipra is a greatly learned man. In this sentence, the Vipra is the subject, and the predicate is his erudition. The man's being a Vipra is known, but his erudition is unknown. Therefore, the person is identified first and his erudition later. In the same way, all these incarnations were known, but whose incarnations they are was unknown. First, the word ete, these, establishes the subject, the incarnation. Then, plenary portions of the Purusha avatars follows as the predicate. In the same way, when Krishna was first counted among the incarnations, specific knowledge about him was unknown. Therefore, the first word, Krishna, appears in the subject, followed by the predicate describing him as the original personality of Godhead. This establishes that Sri Krishna is the original personality of Godhead. The original personality of Godhead is therefore necessarily Krishna. Had Krishna been the plenary portion and Narayana the primeval Lord, the statement of Sutta Goswami would have been reversed. Thus he would have said, Narayana, the source of all incarnations, is the original personality of Godhead. He has appeared as Sri Krishna. Mistakes, illusion, cheating, and defective perception do not occur in the sayings of the authoritative sages. So the point here is a little technical. The subject of a predicate of a sentence is what comes first. Like I, if you say I studied the book, I is the subject and studied the book is the predicate. The book is the object. Then you have, what are they called? Sentences of equivalency, basically. Like this man is dead. The man is there, you see him, you know he's there, but you don't know whether he's alive or dead. So then the first thing you know is he's a man, that's stated first. Then the next thing, the thing you don't know about him, comes at the end, he's dead. Right? First you say he's here, then you say he's dead. So the subject is the man, the predicate is that he's dead. First the known thing is said, than the unknown thing. Or Kaviraj's example, this Vipra is learned. You know that he's a Brahmin, but you don't know how learned it is. So he said at the end, yes, he's learned. So we know that there's Krishna, but we don't know that he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Krishna is stated first, then he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Otherwise, he says it would have been reversed. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is also Krishna. He's also Varaha. He's also Kurma. He's also Nisringa. The Personality of Godhead is all sorts of things. We know the Personality of Godhead, and now we find out that he's Krishna, he's this, he's that. But no, there's Krishna, and what is it that we don't know about Krishna? We don't know that he's the Supreme Personality of God. That's the point that he's making. So he's analyzing the statement. Ete chamsa kala pramsha Krishna stu bhagavan bhagavan swayam.
Okay,
let's see what kind of questions there might be. Any questions? Not all at once, please. Any other questions?
It's a very technical explanation.
Yeah, Kaviraj Goswami is not a slouch. He's not just a sentimental biographer. He's exceedingly learned in the philosophy, and he's also learned in the rules of rhetoric. Rhetoric means how things should be expressed. Or how things should be argued. That's also a rhetoric. So he knows poetry very expertly, therefore he's written highly poetic descriptions and many portions of Chaitanya Charitamrita. and he also knows the rules of argument. Are all the incarnations of the same power as Krishna?
As Krishna,
they don't manifest the same power. They're of the same power in the sense that they're advaita. There's no difference. What is that? Advaita machuta manadim nantarupam. There's no difference. Like I'm one person, you're another person. But Krishna, Narayan, Nrisimha, Varaha, Kurma, they're the same person. It's not that there's different persons. There's one person, Krishna, appearing in all of these different roles. He's appearing as Narayan, he's appearing as Ram, he's appearing as Nrisimha, he's appearing. So, but when he appears in these other roles, he only manifests a portion of his opulences, of the Lord Ramachandra. Doesn't manifest the same complete opulences as Krishna. Narayan doesn't manifest the same opulences even as Lord Ramachandra. So it's the same person, but manifesting himself to different degrees. Yes. Thank you. Yes. Excuse me?
To my belief, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is trying to explain this analogy that Brahma didn't know that Krishna is a supreme. That's why he has stolen his powers. Then afterward, he came to the conclusion that Krishna is a supreme personality.
Yes. Yes, that's all right. Krishna and Brahma didn't know. He knew that there's Krishna, but he didn't know that Krishna was Bhagavan. He thought Krishna is an ordinary human being, an ordinary child. He knew that there's Krishna. Krishna is in my universe. Krishna is performing various activities. But he didn't know that Krishna was Bhagavan. But then he came to know. Yes. Could you speak louder, please? You don't have a microphone.
So, like you just said, we know a person first, then we know his qualities. Like Krishna first, then the Supreme. Maybe you can tally this analogy with Lord Brahma's conclusion.
In what way? I don't understand what point you want to make that hasn't been made.
Like the text there, you were making an analogy, that Krishna comes first, then the Supreme. It tallies with what Lord Brahma has experienced.
Yeah.
He knew Krishna first, then he understood that he is the Supreme.
Yeah. First there's the unknown, and then first there's the known, then what's unknown. So if someone had said that here's Krishna, then Brahma knew, all right, here's Krishna, but he didn't know that Krishna is the Supreme Person of God. Yeah. Something else?
It takes different See, I could speak this loud. I could turn this off, and all of you would be able to hear me, right? And if I speak like this, none of you are going to be. And you're going to make me sit here and try and listen to you speaking like this. And you want me to do all the work? I'm not going to do it. You can do it. You're preachers, right? Preachers can speak loud, right? I'll prove it. I'll put my microphone aside. Now we're on equal turf. I don't have one and you don't have one. Can you hear me? Okay, I want you to be able to, I want to be able to hear you the same way. It's practice. Go ahead, let's do it.
So, Maharaj, you were saying that Krishna is an original person and he takes different forms.
Yes. Yes.
But it is to be understood that he takes the forms of Lord Buddha.
Yes.
So why don't we in ISKCON we bring Lord Buddha, we do stuff, I mean like, for example, Buddha Jayanti, you know, things like this.
Why?
Why in ISKCON we don't celebrate
Why don't
like
we celebrate Buddha Jayanti? You want to celebrate Buddha Jayanti? Go ahead.
No, I mean, there is no such a practice in ISKCON worldwide.
Start it. Go ahead. If maybe in Thailand and places like that, it would be a good idea. You know, have a big Buddha Jayanti ceremony, celebration, and, you know, attract people and explain to them, you know, what you know is that he's Buddha, what you don't know is that he's the incarnation of Krishna. That would be fine. But generally, first of all, Buddha is one of the Shaktivesh avatars. He's not the Vishnu Tattva, he's empowered. Am I right? No, I'm not right. Yeah, he's one of the Dash avatars. Yeah, he's Krishna. He's Krishna. But he's coming to teach a tricky philosophy. He's coming to teach. He rejects the Vedas and takes the position of an atheist. So, it's not our favorite philosophy, atheism. So, it's not highlighted. But if you want to celebrate, you want to have a Buddha Jayanti celebration, go to. It's fine. It's there on our calendar, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, what's the...
Actually, on the, there is a calendar, the astrologer of India. The astrologers of India they count the calendars, and that calendar there is the Buddha Jayanti. I think it
Yeah, first of all, Jayanti, this term Jayanti, is reserved for Krishna.
Because actually it comes just before that.
First thing is, this term, Jayanti, is reserved for Krishna. It's not meant for anyone and everyone. It's especially meant for Krishna. Now on the Indian calendars you see Gandhi Jayanti, Mahavir Jayanti, Amitabh Bachchan Jayanti, everybody's Jayanti is there. Gita Jayanti, everything Jayanti. But this is not approved by our acharyas. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said that this word Jayanti should be reserved for Krishna. Even Gita Jayanti he didn't approve. Gaur Jayanti he accepted because Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was fully equivalent with Krishna. But otherwise, this Jayanti, that Jayanti.
Can you elaborate on this point? Why? I mean, why Jayanti is reserved only for Krishna? I mean, what is the meaning of Jayanti?
It's a specific term. I don't know particularly. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says it's reserved. We accept our authorities. Mistakes, illusions, cheating, and defective perception do not occur in the sayings of the authoritative sages. So he's an authoritative sage. He's accepted. So we accept. Jayanti means Krishna Janmashtami. Or Gaur Purnima. Bas. We don't have to figure it out. We just accept it on his authority. That Jayanti means Krishna Jayanti. Prabhupada said the same thing. In Srimad Bhagavatam,
also in, I think, the first canto. He's commented that this jayanti is not meant to be used as it's now used for so many. As it's now used for so many politicians or others. It's meant to be reserved for Krishna. Just like you have, I think it's Independence Day. So there's so many other days when you could, when you're also feeling independent. So why don't you say, well, today is also Independence Day? There's some particular day that's reserved, and the term is reserved. This is Independence Day, the day on which the country received its independence. Not that anyone could say, well, you know, the days when the first day of summer when we take our sweaters off, that's Independence Day. No. Okay. Any other questions? Yes.
Lord Krishna appears every second day of Brahman, so it would seem that he must be
every second day?
Every day.
He appears once in a day, once in a day of Brahman. Krishna.
One day has 14 manus.
Once in a day. There are 14 manus in a day of Brahman, and he appears in the during the time of the, what, seventh manu? So, once in a day.
Whatever, but it would appear that how is it that he didn't know Krishna is God? Krishna happens every day, or every 2 days. He should be aware.
Yeah, he should. Brahma ought to know better. But muyanti yatsuraya, even the demigods get bewildered. So by Krishna's desire, he also forgets. Just as we forget from one day to the next so many things. He forgets. Yogamaya samavrita, by Krishna's illusory energy, he becomes bewildered. As Arjuna became bewildered on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Yeah, this is not on anyway. Just as Arjuna became bewildered on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, so the Brahma became bewildered, and Indra gets bewildered by the will of Krishna. Okay. Yes.
Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, very famous, this Janma Karma Samyajita, where one knows his appearance and transcendence. Doesn't take birth again. So my question is, with the word knowing Krishna and his transcendental activities.
Knowing what?
Knowing appearance of Krishna and his transcendental activities. So how much like the devotee should know Krishna? That's unlimited. So just knowing that possible in that verse, how deep we should be absorbed in the transcendental activities of Krishna.
We should be absorbed by service. We can study from Srimad Bhagavatam and the writings of other acharyas, and we can understand it by service, by the, finally by the mercy of Krishna. Janati tattvam bhagavanti. By if we get a little remnant of Krishna's mercy, then we can understand Krishna factual. Yasya deve parabhakti rita deve tatagura tasya teka tatagura prakashate. By the mercy of Krishna and the mercy of the spiritual master, everything can be understood. And we get the mercy of Krishna by the mercy of the spiritual master. Therefore, we have to try to please the spiritual master, carry out the mission of the spiritual master. Then Krishna becomes pleased, and when Krishna is pleased, as much as we need to know is revealed. Okay.
Vadanti Tattva Kuvidas Tattva. Several times Kaviraj Goswami mentions this in his work. In terms of subject and predicate.
In terms of
subject and a predicate.
Yeah.
Kaviraj Goswami explained that Bhagavan, Paramatma, and Brahma, these are the predicate. So, in terms of this verse, what is the subject then?
Tat. That absolute truth. We know that there's an absolute truth, but we don't know that absolute truth is manifest as Brahma, Paramatma, Brahma. Subject of the sentence is tat. Or subject, of course, the real grammatical subject is the Tattva Vidha, the sages, Vedanti, they say. But then, now, the relevant subject, Vedanti Tat, they say that this absolute truth, or that absolute truth, Tattva Vidha, Tattvam, Yajjanam, is undivided transcendental knowledge. Brahmeti Paramatma, Brahmeti Paramatmeti Paramatma, expressed as Brahma Paramatma Paramatma. Everybody knows there's an absolute truth, so many of these, but they don't know what the absolute truth is. So that absolute truth is explained. Brahmeti Paramatmeti Paramatma. There are people, they talk about the supreme, the ultimate, the highest truth, the ultimate reality. But if you ask them, well, what is that ultimate reality? What is that highest truth? What is that supreme? Well, they don't have a clear, something, anything clear to say about it. They don't really know. Or they'll say, well, it's God. And what's God? Well, so, Kaviraj Sudha Goswami explains, Tattvam Yajjanam Antvam Paneti Paramatmeti Paramatmeti. Anything else? Okay. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. Thank you.